it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, that's true. And I am thankful to be able to play a role in shaping the conversation, whether it is here in New York or across the globe. I am thoroughly convinced that if we had not been advocating for the pushing forward of the hydroxychloroquine, that the president may not have gotten the information that he got and got that thing fast-tracked. We are still awaiting the results of the trials. But that was directly your involvement, friend, calling your congressman, getting something done, friends of mine calling the president and making sure that we got that on the radar screen. And I feel like we've been on that side of this issue on a bunch of different things. And so when someone comes at me, like I got come at this morning in the Google alert, my Google alert goes off and there's Media Matters with their salivating dogs, you know, all over again, coming to get Kevin McCullough and take him away. And all because Dr. Douglas Howard and I have said, you know, keeping your immune system strong is the best defense against the coronavirus. They wrote this hit piece and they thought they had just taken us down. Oh, by goodness, how they're going to be disappointed. Dr. Douglas Howard, welcome back, Kevin McCullough. And by the way, congratulations on finally hitting the Media Matters radar screen. You know, you're known as much for your character by the people of character who compliment you and admire you as much as you are by the evil demons in this world that swear your name. So you've been put on the bad guy's radar screen. That's a good company to keep in terms of how I think about it.
Well, here's what's amazing to me also about companies like that. I mean, they state that their purpose is, whereas here's their statement is, it's a progressive nonprofit organization that their stated mission is comprehensively monitoring, analyzing, correcting conservative misinformation in the United States media. Well, what they don't understand is just because we advertise with conservative radio or conservative whatever it is, we advertise to everybody. Yeah. So when they do this, they're hurting not only them, they're not only hurting, trying to hurt, I should say, conservative measures, but they're hurting the progressive people that they claim to be. Yeah. I don't understand this at all, because and then they misquote and they state things wrongly, and it's wrong, and it's very sad to me. They blame me for trying to use the coronavirus as a platform. We are not. I repeat that again. We are not, and we have told everybody within our business we do not profit from this. In fact, we're giving away more product than we have ever given before. And helping people to be able to, again, take care of your own body, increase your own immune system. We give free instruction just about reducing your stress level.
Yeah.
Stress alone is one of the worst problems with your immune system and destroying your immune system. And so there's nothing about this, and they're actually harming people in doing this.
Well, and I want to go out of the way to make it super clear to everybody that's listening right now and everybody that's listened before that Dr. Howard, who is my guest weekly, has said more times than I can count that fruits and vegetables and the fruits and veggie supplements that Balance of Nature produces, they make no claims that they will cure anything. What we have said repeatedly is that the phytonutrients in fruits and vegetables are what your body needs to boost your immune system to help fight all kinds of things. And fighting disease is a lifelong calling of Dr. Howard, and trying to give you a better quality of life is what he spends his entire lifetime working on.
And what I will say is when you have the right chemistry and you have the right, physical, spiritual, mental, and physical, chemical, and spiritual and mental aspect of health, then what we do is we help the body help itself. And it does. The body's amazing in what it can do. And everybody knows that the immunosuppressed people, the people with lower immune systems, are the ones that are at highest risk. And yep. You can have a lower immune system other than just having a disease and other than just having taking drugs that are immunosuppressants. And the key to that is you are in control of your own body. Take control. boost your immune system as much as you can. You know, I don't want to go back and I don't want to give these people too much attention, but it's amazing to me, I have to say this, how they twist things up. For example, one of the things they say is the FDA has issued warning letters to several companies with products that without approval of the authorization of the FDA claims and mitigate and prevent and to cure COVID-19 in people. And they make it sound like we've been warned by the FDA. We have not. And we will not be, as far as I can see, because we don't make any claims.
Right.
We do not benefit off of this tragedy. And so then it goes on to say, and it links us with other names and stuff, but it never says we are. It just right. links it into this.
No, it's the way they play, Dr. Howard, and they've been doing this a long time. They throw a lot of mud. They try to intimidate people. And I actually sent them a note on Twitter today, and I said, you know what? If Dr. Howard does take action, I'll be glad to testify to what Balance of Nature has done in my own life and tell the truth. He's never said it's going to cure anything, but man, have I gone 7 years without getting bronchitis the way I used to? Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to be. This is not going to be something that they're not even taking that seriously in the political arena anymore.
No, but I wish they would have interviewed me. I wish they would have given me a chance. For example,
quality journalism would have required that they did.
Well, that doesn't say anything about quality journalism. but they also say Balance of Nature has a history of engaging in problematic marketing as a nonprofit truth in advertising, which is another private progressive organization.
Right.
And then it says that the FDA in 2019 sent us a warning letter, and then they in parentheses say revealed serious violations. That's not true. That's an absolute false lie statement. Every company has FDA letters. And yes, and when they came out, and what we had was we had a person with MS or a person with diabetes who gave their own personal testimonies and said, I love how I feel. I feel better than I ever have. They've been able to treat me, yada, yada. And they said, you can't say that. And I said, well, we're not. And they said, well, you have to take them off. We took them off.
Doc, we're short on time. I just want everybody to understand, boosting your immune system is what it's about. Do the best you can to defend yourself in this time. 800-246-8751. And get your 35% off in preferred shipping today. Dr. Howard, I always appreciate your time with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.